Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The left fielder, Milt Burns. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Chartak. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Hollingsworth. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Al Hollingsworth. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting second. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting third. The left fielder, Pat Sierrett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Salveson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Salveson. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge takes first base on ball four. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gutteridge moves to third. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a fly ball into left field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gutteridge scores. One out. It's 1-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hockett, who is chasing the ball. Stevens reaches third base with a triple. Burns goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Browns. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak takes first base on ball four. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn takes first base on ball four. Chartak moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. Stevens scores. Chartak moves to third. McQuinn moves to second. It's 3-0, Browns. Chubby Dean now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chartak scores. There goes McQuinn trying to get to home. Heath throws the ball into Rosar, who tags McQuinn, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Clift moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-0, Browns. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball four. Sierra moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau scores. Sierra moves to third. Heath moves to second. It's 4-1, Browns. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a fly ball towards center. Lob settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Lob's. Sierra scores. Heath moves to third. Keltner moves to second. It's 4-2, Browns. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burns strikes out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gutteridge moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Chartak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn strikes out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hollingsworth takes first base on ball 4. Clift moves to second. Gene Desodal's now catching. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Clift moves to third. Hollingsworth moves to second. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sierra strikes out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball towards center. Lobs settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Lobs. Keltner moves to third. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lobs hits a fly ball into left field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Browns. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Chartak strikes out. Two outs. Mark Christman pinch hits for George McQuinn. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Christman now playing first base. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-1 in the game. Rocco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack bunts towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Rocco moves to second. One out. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-1 in the game. Dean hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a pop-up towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hollingsworth is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sierra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boudreaux moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks, Gutteridge hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns bunts towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to first for the out. Gutteridge moves to second. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lobbs strikes out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stevens is walked intentionally. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Chartak hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-1 in the game. Desautels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rocco hits a fly ball into center field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Desautels moves to second. Rusty Peters pinch hits for Chubby Dean. George Caster now pitching. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Desautels moves to third. Mack moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Boudreaux hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Desautels scores. Mack scores. Hockett moves to second. It's 5-4, Browns. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sierra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hockett scores. Boudreaux moves to third. It's Browns, 5, Indians, 5. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 5. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Pote now pitching. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clift bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Christman moves to second. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Mike Namek now pitching. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster strikes out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Gutteridge hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Desodles hits a fly ball into center field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rocco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 5. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burns strikes out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stevens. The throw from Desodles and he is safe. Stevens steals second. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Chartak is walked intentionally. Tony Criscola pinch hits for Mark Christman. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Chartak now playing first base. Tony Criscola now playing right field. Mike Namek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Namek hits a fly ball into right field. Criscola settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 4 in the game. Hockett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 5. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell bunts towards first. Rocco scoops it up and throws to first, with Mac covering, for the out. Clift moves to second. One out. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 0 for 1 in the game. Caster takes first base on ball 4. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Clift moves to third. Caster moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Clift scores. Caster moves to third. Burns moves to second. It's 6-5, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sierra takes first base on ball 4. Vern Kennedy pinch runs for Pat Sierra. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Heath bunts towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kennedy moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Keltner bunts for an out with unknown description. Kennedy moves to third. Heath moves to second. One out. Roy Cullenbine pinch hits for Gene Desodles. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is walked intentionally. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Stevens fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Kennedy scores. Heath moves to third. 2 outs. It's Browns, 6, Indians, 6. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Rocco moves to second. Al Milner pinch hits for Mike Namek. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 6. The Browns will come to bat. Allie Reynolds now pitching. Lou Boudreaux now catching. Jim Bagby now playing shortstop. Roy Cullenbine now playing right field. Jeff Heath now P. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 3 in the game. With 2 walks. Chartak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. one out. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 0 for 1 in the game. Criscola strikes out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Clift moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster fires to first and picks off Hockett. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Boudreau strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 6. The Browns will come to bat. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Caster hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lobbs hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Gutteridge goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 4 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.